The Prime Minister had a dilemma today. The papers are full of speculation about William Hague because his performance on Monday, when he faced his shadow explaining what had gone wrong with that SAS raid on Libya, was flat. I think that's the only really word for it. And yesterday, when asked whether he considered resigning, instead of a sort of defiant performance, a sparky performance, or even a joke, again, he looked like the weight of the world was on his shoulders. And that's what's fueled this. Now, I think the Prime Minister had a great dilemma because by saying anything about him, you just fuel the stories. So it's quite tempting to say nothing at all. And that would not have meant that he was distancing himself. It just means you don't want the story to go. Cameron obviously concluded in the end that that would itself become a story, fails to rally to the support of his own foreign secretary. But it's a difficulty here because, in a sense, people are not attacking William Hague's policy-making. They're not saying he's wrong about Libya. They are highlighting
the competence of the foreign
competence issue, two particular issues, the evacuation and then, of course, the sending in of the SAS troop. But a lot of this talk is about demeanour, Andrew. I mean, that's the striking thing. And it's because of the great contrast with the sparky William Hague when he was leader of the opposition, who loved being at the dispatch box. My sense is, A, he's working extraordinarily hard. One official who worked with him said to me the other day he's not had a day off in 3 weeks and he's been working 16 hours a day. My sense is that it is very difficult to know what to do about Libya. On the one hand, there is an instinct people have, let's do something to help people who are suffering. On the other, they have an instinct that says, we can't have Western countries bombing a North African or an Arab state again. Finding the route through that at a time of defence cuts, at a time of anxiety about military involvement overseas in Britain and America post-Iraq.
In general.
At a time in advance of the US elections, when Obama is clearly deeply, deeply cautious about extending his reach. Frankly, no man would find that an easy job to do, and my sense is William Hague isn't finding it easy.
But he gave an interesting answer when he was asked, you know, was his heart really in the job and was he in for the long term? And his reply involved a phrase that, well, we have to get through the current crisis.
Yeah.
It didn't say, I'm here for the duration and I'm rolling up my sleeves and I love this job. I mean, for a long while now, a number of us have felt and been told by people who know Mr. Hague that he is not fully engaged in politics as a whole, in fact.
Well, I don't know that I'd put it in quite that way. I think I'd say that, having lost the Tory leadership, having failed to become Prime Minister, he had the first pause in his life since the age of 16 where reaching the top in politics was not his objective anymore. And he discovered a lot of other things in his life. He learnt the piano. He wrote rather acclaimed academic books about William Pitt, another one about Wilberforce. He earned a lot of money. He had more time with his wife. And I think he discovered that there was a life beyond the front line in politics. And he took quite a lot of persuading to get him to take, as Frans Maud, I'm sure, knows, to get him to take a job even as shadow.
And he wrote two brilliant books, one on Pitt and one on Wilberforce.
Yeah. So I think there was a...
Both which are very good, yeah.
There was a reluctance to return to the front line. A sense, actually, I heard him use the phrase, and I know he used it at the college, a sense of duty, that he owed it to his party and, without being too grand about it, owed it to the country, having been involved in public life, to do a job. And I think there is that feel to
it. No sign that he's going. No sign.
I don't pick up any sign.
Neither do I.
He's going, but I agree with you. I also don't pick up a sign of a man who's loving being at the centre of events.